I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Oh, those scientists always looking to rationally explain the irrational, in this case, love. Andreas Bartels is a neuroscientist in Germany. He has produced what may be the first images of the brain in love. I talked to Bartels recently, and he explained how he used a functional magnetic resonance imaging scanner, or fMRI, to peer into people's brains.
fMRI is actually quite an indirect way to measure brain activity, and it's indirect because what we really measure using very large magnetic fields and complicated technology is changes in blood flow and blood volume. And as it happens, when brain regions are active, they attract more blood, and that's what we measure.
And what did you find with people in love?
There are some regions in the brain that increase their activity, and these regions lie mainly in the so-called reward center in the brain.
You also found that the same areas of the brain light up when people win at gambling or at a video game. So what does that say about love?
Other studies have shown that some brain regions light up in all sorts of rewarding situations. These may include monetary rewards, or also when you score in a video game, or when people are administered drugs, simply showing that romantic love or the attachment is so pleasurable because it involves the reward system. And at the same time, we found other regions whose activity was suppressed, regions that are associated to negative emotions, and the network of areas that's usually involved in assessing, for example, the trustworthiness of other people.
So that goes dark, the trustworthiness center.
That's correct.
So basically that's the reason why people fall in love with cads.
With cats.
No, cads. Bad well, people. People they shouldn't fall in love with.
Well, the precise reasons why we fall in love with a particular person are a complete mystery, of course. But maybe the function of suppressing this one group of areas and activating the sort of euphoria-inducing regions, that comes probably down to the basic biological function of love, namely just to make us attached to another person and then to maintain this attachment for quite a long time.
So basically, are you saying that what you found is just lust?
Well, I believe love and lust can be segregated, right? People can be full of lust without being in love. But usually when you're in love, that also involves a component of lust. So obviously when we imaged the brain activity related to love, then there is a component of lust in it. And we believe we know which brain region probably refers to that, the hypothalamus. Interestingly, we found exactly the same regions activated with maternal love as with romantic love, with the exception of this particular region, the hypothalamus.
So the same areas of the brain lit up when a mother looked at her baby as when the mother looked at her partner.
Generally, the same areas lit up with very few exceptions.
So after you're done with this, with the study, is there any mystery left in love?
Well, the mystery is, of course, still there. And for me, the most puzzling thing is, what makes you fall in love with a particular person? What brings about the particular taste you have? So that is a big mystery to me, and I doubt that it will be resolved very soon.
Andreas Bartels is a research fellow at the Max Planck Institute for Biological Cybernetics in Germany, and thank you for speaking with us.
Okay, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much.